Chapter 1.
I just don't see why we have to spend Christmas in the coldest, dampest part of the castle, Fiona complained.
Katrina Fraser sighed as she saw the exasperation on her 15-year-old daughter's face.
I've told you, Fee, she began. The McNeices have hired part of the castle for the Christmas holidays, and you know how much we're able to make from that. I couldn't afford to say no.
So you stick your own children in the dungeon, Fiona said,
flicking a strand of her long red hair over her shoulder. She was going through a dramatic stage where everything in her life was a tragedy. She'd make a really fine actress one day, Katrina couldn't help thinking.
It's not a dungeon, Katrina said patiently as she dried the dishes on the draining board and put them away. You've got your own bedroom. It's pokey.
It's not pokey. Well, only in comparison to what you're used to. But I want the McNeices to have the whole of that floor.
Katrina acceded.
And you've got one of the best views of the loch from your room in the east wing.
I hate that wing, Fiona said. It makes me feel jumpy.
Katrina frowned.
What do you mean?
It's all dark and depressing.
Well, hopefully we can give it a lick of paint in the new year. What do you think?
It's not before time, Fiona said.
And in the meantime, we've got one of the castle's best fireplaces in the living room there.
We'll make it nice and cosy, eh?
Fiona didn't look convinced. I'd rather have Christmas in the Great Hall. I know, darling, but we can't this year.
We always have Christmas there. What would Daddy think about us not spending Christmas there?
Katrina flinched. Her daughter really knew how to push her buttons, didn't she?
I'm sure he'd understand, she said, desperately trying to remain calm as she thought of the husband she'd lost just 2 years ago.
Anyway, it's not for forever.
No, just for the most important time of the year.
Katrina watched as her daughter stomped out of the room, and then she realised the sigh she'd been holding in. It was an impossible situation, she thought. If she didn't let out the rooms during the holidays, they wouldn't be able to live in the castle at all, and she didn't want to think of what the alternative might be. But it was never a popular choice with her children. Caldoun Castle had belonged to her husband's family, and she was determined to keep it going and hand it on to her children. But the castle wouldn't be in one piece to hand on if they didn't make sacrifices in the short term. It was hard on Fiona and Brodie, she knew that. At 15 and 10, respectively, her children were of an age where they valued their privacy, and Fiona in particular didn't take well to strangers invading their home. Perhaps she'd sheltered them too much from the outside world, she thought, not for the first time. Living in the middle of nowhere, 12 miles from the nearest town, wasn't easy for youngsters growing up. Then there'd been the decision 3 years ago to home tutor them when their father had become ill. The long commute to the nearest schools had been one less thing to worry about, as she'd nursed Andrew, and he'd wanted to have them near him too. Katrina picked up the photo of her and Andrew, which stood on the kitchen dresser. It had been taken the summer after their wedding 20 years ago, when he'd brought her home to Caldoun Castle.
You'll love it, he told her,
and Katrina had believed him, remembering the first time they'd driven up the long winding track which led to the castle. She could still recall the sense of awe and anticipation she'd felt when she'd seen the 5-story tower shooting into the perfect blue sky, and the view from the top over the loch had taken her breath away. Those feelings hadn't diminished over the years. Every time she drove up the pothole-strewn track and got her first glimpse of the castle, it made her gasp.
All this belongs to your family?
She'd asked Andrew that day, once she'd finally been able to speak.
8 generations, he'd said.
Katrina didn't even know where her grandparents had lived, let alone anyone further back than that. She'd led a simple, non-exciting life in the village of Loch na Bray on the other side of the town of Strathcorry. She was an only child and had lived with her parents in a modest, whitewashed cottage. Never in her wildest dreams had she imagined living in a castle,